government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence with Prince, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this March the 11th on the West Coast, now March the 12th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. So nice to have those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network this evening, around the world, especially all of you in the U.S. military. You're going to find tonight's show extremely interesting, I am sure. We got a lot of compliments on the shows we've been doing this week. Last night was another barn burner with Ken Adachi, and we got into some really deep stuff. And we appreciate all the positive comments that we got. And also, we want to say hello to those listening in on blogtalkradio.com. Well, we've got some news, but I think it's best served to you this evening in the context of bringing our guest on. Tonight's guest is a former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977. He's a researcher, hosts a website called amd.elequity.com. And he is the host of his own radio show on Wind Talkers Radio Network and blogtalkradio.com, and that show is called A Marine's Disquisition. And here is the host of that show, my good friend, and my brother in Christ, I must say, brought to us by a mutual friend, Marianne Ponder. And we're going to dedicate this show to Marianne tonight.
Amen.
Welcome to the show, my good friend, Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome.
I'm here. I'm here, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And I got news for you. I'm not going to take that $400 for burning the barn down. No, that's your fine. You want to burn the barns down? You can go down there and pay that $400 to the sheriff.
All right. Well, it's a figure of speech, I guess.
I know. Across America, voters across America aren't buying the cost control promises that Obama is bringing up. And I don't know what you want to talk about tonight, but I just got an email just an hour and a half before showtime from Asheboro, not Asheville, Asheboro, North Carolina, advising me that they have been seeing for months suspicious lights flying in and out of the Pascua National Forest, and they sent me this email with a video in it about a woman over in North Carolina that has come out and started talking about underground bases for extraterrestrial as well as man-made objects that fly into and out of the hemisphere into outer space. And I sent you that email
which
earlier.
In fact, I downloaded the movie and just converted it so I can watch it, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. The thing was so big.
It is a big fight. It's 20 minutes on the internet to watch it, and I haven't got it downloaded yet.
Well,
but Biscua is, I used to visit that National Forest when I was in the Marine Corps. Matter of fact, we went over there several times on training missions in the forest, pretending that they were the jungles of Vietnam.
Hmm. Well, I'm certainly going to watch it. It took me a good half an hour, 40 minutes, I think, to download it. And I just got it finished and converted. It's a pretty big file. What I noticed is that the site was slow. So, that happened. Maybe there's a lot of people watching it. Who knows? Nevertheless, I did read, a little tidbit that it's a 30-mile wide base. So,
yep.
I don't know if you saw that. If you had
got an IM here, and it's what it is, it's PARI. Okay, guys, it's PARI. And I didn't take notes, so I don't know the what PARSI stands for yet. I said yet. I'll know that later on. But it is, I was told it's six floors underground, and the floors are 20 feet high. Each floor's got a 20-foot height to it.
Okay.
And you figure about, I would say, 3 to 4 feet of concrete per floor.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't something that was dug out in 2 months or a week or two. It's very interesting to know that this has been going on right between people's eyes. When I say between people's eyes, we're talking about Charlotte is just due southwest of there. Raleigh-Durham is just due northwest of there. I mean, northeast of there. And Fayetteville is off to the northeast. So this is out in the middle of nowhere, but North Carolina is not that rural of a state. If it wasn't for the National Forest, there wouldn't be any real rural areas of North Carolina.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, so I'm glad you said that. I was going to ask you how far it was from Charlotte, you know.
About 72 miles, to be exact.
Yeah, they've got secret intentions, word has it, to create a central bank in Charlotte, and run by Bank of America. And if you watch what's happening in the financial world, it looks like that might be true. But nevertheless, it does have some significance being that close to Charlotte, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. I think it has a lot to do with it because of all the financial institutions around the world, there seems to be some form of an underground base within a reasonable, when I say reasonable, I mean within an hour drive. Well, 72 miles just happens to be an hour drive.
Yeah, well, they wanted to get it a little bit away from the big city, I'm sure. Not that it matters underground, because most of the cities in this country have bases underground anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a new one, though. Now, Drew, I don't know if you got to hear last night's show.
No, I went to. I was here very intent. I was here, sat down in my lounge chair that was given to me by a neighbor across the street that replaced one that was stolen from my house. A very big, comfortable lounge chair with you sit
somebody
back
stole
and
your
put
lounge
your feet
chair?
Up. And I want to tell you, man, I was sitting there 5 minutes later. Yeah, I was making sure that the fireplace had plenty of logs for the fire.
Now, what kind of rascals do you have living near you that somebody would steal your lounge chair, Drew?
I don't know. I got. I was at work, and my next door neighbor. Now, I'll give you the point here. I was at work, and somebody in a moving truck, a large Ryder moving truck, came driving up, pulled up to my house, backed in, and evidently they had already kicked the front door in. Opened the door. My next door neighbor, a black lady, stood there and watched them come up to the door and walk in like they had the key. But then again, the door was already kicked in, obviously. And saw them, literally watched them for 3 hours, pull everything out of my house and put it in that yellow Ryder truck. And she came over, at one point came over and literally talked to one of the people in the Ryder truck, and they said, well, Drew Raines is moving to his mother's place. She's in the hospital, and he's moving back to Louisiana. He hired us to come pick up his stuff.
Oh, my God.
Well, one, number one, they knew me. Number yep. two, the door had to be kicked in because she saw them drive up, and it appeared that they walked right up to the door and walked right in. Number three, it was a Monday, and I normally go to Louisiana on Fridays. And when I come back from Louisiana on Mondays, I do not come to my house. I go directly to my office work. And I don't come home till 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Sometimes I don't get home till 7. That particular day, somebody called me to look at a piece of property, north of Little Rock, approximately 20 miles, and the appointment was set for 6 p.m. Well, 20 miles out, I got up there, and I waited around till 7, and no show, so I finally just packed up my bag, got back in my truck, and drove home. When I got here, the place was empty except for the waterbed and all the stuff taken out of the drawers and thrown in the middle of the floor, I think there was some minor silverware that was left. Some minor dishes were left, but everything else, all three bedrooms and furniture, all my electronic equipment was stolen, and they made off with it.
And you never found out.
And I'm sitting there dumbfounded. I call the police. Four police cars come. And because there was a couple of weapons that were involved,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't get my rifle, they didn't get my sniper rifle, they didn't get my .50 caliber, they didn't get my .44 because they were locked up in a closet door that had a lock, a key lock on both sides, and they didn't have a crowbar. I didn't have any crowbars in the house, so they only brought their own tools. And they didn't think about this place because I had a sign on the front of it that said air conditioner, do not disturb. So, but all my guns were in that part and along with some gold coins. And, when I walked in, I saw everything was locked, the way it was. I immediately called the police department. They came out. She comes diddy bopping out of her house and well, they said that Mr. Raines called them that he was moving to Louisiana. It happened this afternoon at 1 o'clock when I came in, and at the same time they walked up and they had a key to the door. And one of the police officers says, "Man, does that look like a door that had a key open?"
Yeah, my God.
Well, they didn't kick it in. They just got out of the truck and walked right on in. And I came over and asked them what the heck was going on after I'd watched them for a couple of hours. And they said that Drew was in Shreveport and he was going to move back to Louisiana because his mother was in the hospital. Well, number one, they knew me. Number two, they knew that my mother was in the hospital in Louisiana. Okay, and they obviously were the ones that set up my appointment way out in Cabot, Arkansas, which was a good 45 minutes out of Little Rock from where I was, 20 minutes from my office. And by the time I got back here at 8 o'clock, they had already packed up. They'd been gone for 3 hours. They'd got out of here about 5:30. But they wanted to be able to get gone, and then whatever rider truck they had, they were able to unload or hide it out, because for the next 24 hours, the police were pulling over every rider truck in the Little Rock metropolitan area looking for my stuff.
Yeah, they probably pulled it into a warehouse someplace, you know.
But they made off with $38,000 worth of property. Uninsured. Okay, because everything I own it. I don't believe in all that other BS.
Yeah.
They made off with $38,000 worth of electronics, equipment, ammunition, and furniture. So I've been basically destitute ever since then.
So taking you back to where you were in your story, you said you were sitting in your new lounge chair after the...
Yeah, my new lounge chair that my neighbor across the street had given me here just this last year. She was given some more furniture by her son who moved to Montana, and he didn't want to pay the expense to move it up there. And she had an old, she calls it old. She had a 3-year-old sofa lounge chair that's one of these big captain. I mean, when I say captain, I'm talking about California captain king chairs, and exactly like my big leather one, only it's more of a cloth. And when I sit down in that sucker, it's like old home week. I can sit down in that sucker and it's lean back and it's like a bed. And I fell asleep 15 minutes before your show.
Okay, so, all right, so that's the circuitous route.
That's a long way to get to the point that I fell asleep for your show last night.
That's okay. We appreciate the story. It shows how vicious our friends can be, huh?
Well, they're vicious, and they don't, and we don't know if they were friends, but they evidently heard me over talk, and that's a mistake you make.
Yeah,
when you're in the, when you're in that line of work of being a real estate broker and you're talking to people in trying to show properties.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know where, you know, during that day, the course of that day, where, you know, you look back and the places that I was, the police report I filled out, I had to name every place I was. Well, I ate breakfast at this restaurant and I talked real estate at this restaurant. I had lunch at this restaurant. When you, when you're out in the public and people, this is what you all need to know. When you're out in the public, you need to understand that people are, you know, evil people are listening. And an evil person may not hit on you today, but if you are continually out there, someday, somewhere, somehow, some evil person is going to hear your conversation. And in my case, I was very, very vulnerable in this point that I'm a real estate broker. I kept my house and my home phone number in the public eye. It was easy to find my home address by looking it up on in a phone book.
Mm-hmm.
They knew my office address, but where it was. They obviously, somebody obviously made a phone call to show a piece of property at a distant location after my office hours closed. It was planned out. It was premeditated. They hit me. They knew what I had. They knew it was that the house was full of furniture. The only thing that they got that I could not easily replace was my original birth certificate, and it wasn't a birth certificate that most people get today. It was a long form, not handmade, but beautifully engraved birth certificate. And it wasn't from the state of Louisiana. It was from Doctor's Hospital, and it didn't say birth certificate. It said natural, proof of natural birth, Doctor's Hospital, Shreveport, Louisiana, January 2000, 1948.
That's the one you were going to use when you run for president, right?
Well, I guarantee you, if I ever wanted to run for president, it was my law form, and it was everything that was needed, okay? And what's really unique about the about that, it didn't say birth certificate. It said proof of natural or acknowledgement of fat, of natural birth in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, now, I wonder if they have forms that say proof of unnatural birth. You know, they have to add that, or I guess maybe they were growing babies in test tubes way back then.
Well, the other one is a proof of notice of natural death, of natural birth, of natural death at birth.
Oh, okay.
I have a cousin that was born dead. I shouldn't say born. He was born.
Yeah.
He was still born, and that is what my, is. We have a proof of that. My mother has that in her archives at her house right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, Drew. We appreciate you sharing that story. What you missed last night basically was an opening where I played the audio from a Fox 8 News in Cleveland, Ohio broadcast of some live film of some craft flying over Lake Erie. And I confirmed that it was General Jeremiah and the United Galactic Federation.
Outstanding! Way to go, Jeremiah! Do it to him, guy!
And I recognized the ship right away. Okay, I have to tell you. And of course, they had to debunk it and get this young girl that didn't know what she was talking about. She said it must have been a light show on the Canadian shore.
Well, wait a minute, Don. Don't you always know they go out and grab these idiots? I shouldn't say idiot. These couillons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they get these couillons out there, and they got to have the couillon out there to explain what they saw. To make it look like, you know, well, the educated guy you know, they doesn't want to come out and talk about it because he doesn't want to be made a fool of.
Well, this person didn't even see anything. The person said maybe it was a light show from Canada in the
I understand. I know exactly what you mean. It's just like the Colorado Springs man that's been indicted for corrupting the TSA computer database. You know, he's so mad at the system, he goes out and corrupts the TSA computer databases and does it from his home computer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as bad as bringing on this little nutcase girl who hadn't seen anything and says, okay, well, it must have been a night show because I didn't see anything.
Yeah. Well, I opened the show with that, and then Ken Adachi basically talked about some underground bases, some reptilian bases, and a family in Dallas, Texas that's been under abduction and other very strange phenomena for a period of about 11 years. And they moved into a hotel, they moved to a new house, and they're being pursued, and the participants have been identified. And it's going to be an ever unfolding story. Very compelling, though. We got a lot of response from it. I heard that you did, actually, too.
Yep. I thought your show last night was real good, and I was mad because I didn't get to hear it. I was madder than a hatter, and there was about 13 stations out there that didn't get it because I promised that I was going to record it, and I was sitting here and didn't turn the recorder on because I was sawing logs.
You were breaking in your new lounge chair, right?
Well, it's an old new lounge chair.
Okay. Well,
how's that?
Anyway, we talked about these bases. Talked about them being all over the place, really. Targeting in on the Dallas area. There's about three bases near that one town in Texas, and so it doesn't surprise me hearing the news about this base in Asheboro, North Carolina. And now
outside of Asheboro.
Okay. I wish I would have seen the video so we could talk about that a little bit, but
hey, I haven't seen the video because that's still it's only halfway loaded on my computer. I'm on the world's ladies and gentlemen, I am on the end of the line. When people talk about at the end of the road when it comes to DSL, I'm at the end of the road plus a couple of hundred feet, and I got the slowest DSL that I had to fight for 3 weeks to make the telephone company give the DSL to me because it was five times faster, ladies and gentlemen, five times faster than dial-up. And the people that run AT&T said, well, that's too slow for you to be paying $19 a month. And I says, lady, I will pay you $19 a month to have this fee. I'm happy with it at this speed. Just turn it back on. For 3 weeks, I had dial-up. For 3 weeks, I was in, I wasn't in slow boat. I was in slow boat in Hades without a paddle. And the flow of the water was in the opposite direction from where I wanted to go.
Did you have on your scuba gear?
And I had scuba gear that had holes in it.
All right. Well, Drew, there's a lot of talk about this secret agenda going on. And
I'm glad you brought that up. I am glad you brought that up because Pari, according to a Waldensian, that's those of you who don't know what Waldensians are, you look them up on the internet. We're believers. We've been around since 280 A.D. I just got a pop-up from Asheboro. PARI stands for the Pisgah, P-I-S-G-A-H,
yeah.
Astronomical Research Institute. And they say it's near Asheville, North Carolina, but in actuality, it's near Asheboro, North Carolina. They don't know where it is.
Yeah. Now, why would they be putting an astronomical institute underground, do you think?
Well, it's underground at an elevation of 3,000 feet.
Okay.
It's on a mountain, 3,000 feet in the air.
Yeah, so they're hiding it, basically.
Well, when you watch the video, it tells you that it looks like any other observatory, but and all the underground facilities are hidden. And you ever heard that term, hidden in plain sight?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they've done. They've hidden in plain sight the entrance to this underground facility. Obviously, you go up to this place and you can go into this thing two different ways. Now, most people don't understand the trucking industry. And I know, Don, you're probably saying, what the trucking industry got to do with PARI? Ladies and gentlemen, obviously, an underground base has got to have certain things: water, electricity, and food. Well, they got water easy because it's right there next to a major water reservoir that goes up and down constantly, and the local residents talk about the water reservoir dropping all the time and taking weeks to fill back up. Number two, electric power. Well, every once in a while, every so often, people are in the metro, and I shouldn't say metro, in the rural area of this country have an electrical problem when the power goes out for no unknown reason. But most likely, this PARI's got its own electrical database or a plant, electrical generation plant, because there's a lot of, when I say power goes out, think about this. If you're an electrician, or electronic engineer, you understand what a TVSS is and what transient voltage surges are. And according to my friends, they tell me more often than three times a week they get surges of power where their lights in their house jump up. One of those friends, I put one of my specialty TVSs on his home. He hasn't had a bit of problem with his TV or his refrigerator or his freezer or any other electrical appliances that he used to replace his refrigerator every 2 years, his TV once a year. And it was all because, quote, from the electric company, Duke Power, they said, well, you just have a short in your house. You need to rewire it. It wasn't a short in his house. It was major surges of power that this electrical plant in this observatory was putting power back into the grid to Duke Power. And they were creating such a massive amount of surges. Now, then we go to the third thing, Don, and that's food. How do you get food brought in to a base that's underground that you don't want nobody wants to know about? Well, first of all, you bring it in by 18-wheelers. And one thing about the trucking industry believes in paper. I mean, you don't move squat across this nation. If it goes on a truck, there's paper. There's a weigh station, a truck driver, a bill of lading, and it's witness from the time it goes on the truck in, hypothetically, let's say it's located in Irvine Ranch, California, and it's a load of asparagus, and it's going to Asheboro, North Carolina, a whole truckload. There's not that many people that live there eating that much asparagus. And then it goes through the weigh stations across America, and you track it. It's called paper trace. You find strawberries coming out of Arizona. You have cabbage coming out of Indiana. You've got corn coming out of Nebraska. Oh, you got oranges coming out of California, apples coming out of Idaho and Washington, and they're all going to this little old place called Asheboro, North Carolina. Only if that's not the destination, that's the phone number.
Yeah, yeah. Now I've got the video on in the background. The sound is.
I understand. Now here's the big kicker for all you misguided children out there. Misguided children, Don, is Uncle Sam's misguided children, USMC Marines. For all you misguided children out there, I drove a truck over the road. I know what bills of lading are, and I didn't take me 10 minutes to find 3 truckloads of oranges coming out of Yakima, Washington, apples, out of Yakima, Washington, 2 loads of oranges coming out of California, a load of strawberries coming out of Arizona, all of those, plus a load of lettuce out of Arizona, coming out and going to Asheboro, i.e. Asheboro is the destination, but they have it's just a phone number. And we're not talking about one 18-wheeler, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about all total 6. There's not enough people in the metro area of Asheboro, North Carolina, to eat this kind of food. So I went out there and started looking at what's been archived by on Google Video, and I found a Google Video where an 18-wheeler is backing up to this observatory. Now, this 18-wheeler, you can look at it very distinctly. You can see it's a refrigerator truck. I don't know what's on board. I don't know because I couldn't read the license plate, and I couldn't read the name of the company that was bringing the load in. But I was able to go to other bills of lading and find out that there's trucks bringing food to this location. Obviously, Don, there's food going in there in vast quantities. Are they storing it? Are they eating it? Lettuce has a 3-week shelf life. We're talking about 3 weeks before it has to be sold on the supermarket store. Well, they can bring all that food in there and then haul it back out to different places around North Carolina, or they've got people there now working.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah. Now they're describing this base as a former Cold War base, underground base, that now is a joint alien-human base. People are seeing the craft come out of, is it Blue Mountain? Or Blue something Mountain, let's put it that way. And they're noticing that the water levels of the lakes around that region are dropping drastically, and the chemical composition of the remaining water has changed. It's strange.
How many other people, ladies and gentlemen, how many other talk shows do you turn on, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, people talking about a underground base that nobody knows about? This is the type of show Don Nikoloff has.
Well, the truck drivers know about it.
Way to go, Don! Truck drivers know about it. A very, very few people know about this place, and yet nobody's talking about it. And I got one thing to let everybody out there in the audience know. You want to scare the good GBs out of Bush and Cheney and Obama and Biden and Clinton and Gore? You get Toto over there and pull the curtain over, and then pull the curtain all the way around and push the button and find out that all of these people, including George Herbert Walker Bush, has been sitting out there in the background, and they're controlling you. They've enslaved you. You are the cattle. You're the sheeple, and you're being monitored by these elitists. It's not Democrat or Republicans in Washington, D.C. It's elitists who are in control. And as Colorado Al says, it's time for the boomers. It's time to vote out all 435 of those jerks. Get rid of them along with the other one-third of the United States Senate, that because the United States Senate is voted on every 2 years. There are 33 senators being voted on this year. We need to get rid of every one of those senators. I don't care if you think it's a good guy. I heard a lieutenant colonel last year, or 2 years ago, rather, when Obama was running for office, well, Harry Reid is doing such a great job. All my listening audience out there needs to get out there and vote for Harry Reid, because we need to vote these bums out, but Harry Reid's doing a good job. Lieutenant Colonel, I've got news for you. You may be the most decorated Lieutenant Colonel out of Vietnam, but you were 1,000,000% wrong. And I will stand up and throw it in your face every time I get a chance, Bogreitz. Harry Reid is evil, was evil, is evil, will be evil, and he sold your soul, Lieutenant Colonel. And I'm just a lowly Marine. You may be the most decorated Green Beret in the history of Green Berets, but you were 1,000% wrong, and you lied to your constituents and friends in Nevada. Harry Reid is an evil man, was an evil man, is an evil man, will be an evil man, and he's selling out the American citizens wholesale fashion. Harry Reid, you need to be put on a guillotine today. No, you needed to be on the guillotine 6 months ago. You darn well need to be put on the guillotine, and I'll pull the plunger.
You know,
matter of fact, you give me time, and I'll come to Washington, and I'll build it. Harry Reid is evil, people, and he is leading the United States Senate. Those of you in Nevada, you have an opportunity to embarrass the Harry Reid family. Not only by voting Harry Reid out, you have a right, a duty, to keep his son from being the governor of the state of Nevada. That I get on my bandwagon. I'm sorry, Don.
Or your soapbox, you mean. it's all.
I don't have a soapbox. I don't have. I got a bunch of boxes, but there's no soap in them.
Well, you had on your news and views earlier this week, or about a week ago, this clip, or you know, a link to this clip of Reid saying something to the effect of there were only 38,000 jobs lost in the United States today, and there were 38,000 jobs lost in the United States today.
That's a good thing.
Tell me what's good about that.
I'm not laughing at you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm laughing at Don the way he read my clip, and I put that quote on my news and views, Don.
Well, I'm recalling what he said.
Yeah, it is. It's right on what he exactly said. And was it Monday? I believe it was Monday. I had a quote out there from Proverbs. There's safety in having many advisors, and because of that is how I come up with all these quotes, ladies and gentlemen, because there is safety in having advisors, and you need to know that not only do I have advisors, and who are those advisors? They're you and Don Nikoloff. I share everything I can with Don Nikoloff to let him know that we've got problems out here. And we need to do something, and we need to do it now, and understand that it's not a war on flesh and blood. It is a war of principalities. And military men, those of you in the military, you need to understand. You think it's a war on the flesh and blood? No, sir. No, ma'am. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. That's from the Word of God, from the known books of the Bible, Luke 6:45. And I used that quote last week because Henry Kissinger called you military men, quote, military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. That's the elitist for you out there, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand that we don't have real leadership. Since when? I don't know. But I'll tell you this. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was right on point when he was advising people to understand the truth of what is going on behind the scenes, and that you should not ask what the country to do for you, but what you do for the country. What are you doing for the country? Are you trying to save the country? Do you care about the country? It's time to stand up and take names, kick posteriors and understand that life has responsibilities, and you've got to make those responsibilities your responsibilities if you want liberty, if you want this nation to continue under liberty and not freedom. Freedom is nothing more than a license. That's all freedom is. And once you learn the difference between the two, you will be free. You will understand that the Uniform Commercial Code is nothing more than a contract. It is a free. It is an affidavit of freedom. It's not liberty. Liberty is your God-given right to understand what the truth is. And Harry Reid, he doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about his constituents. He hasn't cared about his constituents from day one. I hope and pray that many of you will get out there, that are especially those of you in Nevada, and understand that Harry Reid is selling your souls, selling your country, selling our nation, selling the liberty of those of us around the world to some principality, all in the name of his personal greed. And his statements out there are from last week are right on. He kind of sold his soul out. It was in your face when he did it.
You know, Drew, I recall the FOIA documents that came out a number of years ago when people wrote to him asking him about Area 51 and an underground base there. Did it exist? And he flat out lied and said it didn't. And then they built S4 right next to it, and he lied about that. And, of course, they lie about everything, don't they?
You know, it's like Jesse Ventura comes up with his videos on the conspiracy theory, the lies of HARP and the lies of the apocalypse. It's amazing that they've lied to us, and we've got so few people out here, so few people that have the knowledge to stand there and watch the consciousness of America being destroyed right in front of their eyes. And where do we go? What do we do? You know, police are told to arrest innocent people and arrest people that are in their folio of targets. My News and Views, ladies and gentlemen, has all these quotes that I've mentioned, all of these aspirations of free people. In the knowledge that they have, even my News and Views carries the videos that Don and I talk about all the time. And I want you all to know I don't get paid for this. I mean, somebody called me up the other day and asked me how much money am I making off of the radio? I've got to be getting out of debt by now. This year, from donations, well, let's do all of last year. Let's just do all of last year. All last year, you could use, for the entire year, I made a total of $1,700. $1,700, ladies and gentlemen, that was my salary that was all the money I got in donations last year. Three Marines came to my aid to help pay my utility bills. My utility bills were about $200 a month. That means I needed $2,400 just to be able to turn on the computer and make sure I could pull my News and Views, get the News and Views done. That didn't include gasoline for the chainsaw to cut the timber down around the house that was bad, or put the tarp on top of the roof because I can't afford to put a new roof on the house. That didn't include that $2,400 doesn't include food on the table. If it hadn't been for the three Marines that are retired coming in here and taking some of their retirement money and paying for my phone bill, my electric bill, my internet services and bringing gasoline to me and wouldn't take, and I didn't go out. I mean, I just needed $5 worth of gas. I can walk to the grocery store. I needed $5 worth of gas to run the tiller or run the chainsaw. They wouldn't take the money because they knew they were making 10 times more. They remembered when I was making more money than they were, that when they needed help for their son or daughter, they needed an extra $5,000 for their daughter to get into the university to pay for the dues, and they would pay me back, and they did pay me back. But they remembered me loaning them the money without interest, without care, without any worry that I'd get it paid back. And now they know that I'm on the destitute. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't do radio for money. I do radio because I'm mad. I'm upset. I'm not going to take it anymore. I am not going to go quietly in the night. I want you all to know.
Well, I hope you don't go quietly in the night because we still got another 14, 15 minutes.
Hey, if I go quietly in the night, that means somebody has sneaked into the back door.
And if you do go, leave your lounge chair, please.
Hey, I want to tell you, I will go in there and put your name on it tonight after the show. I promise you. I promise you, I will put that, I will do my best to make sure that we'll find a way to get it out to you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, all this leads back to Harry Reid and his comments about the 36,000 jobs, and I played that on my show. Did you not play that on your show?
No, I didn't. I mentioned it. That's all I did is I mentioned it. And I think I brought it up to you, and you reminded me that it was on your News and Views. And Colorado Al actually responded to that. I sent you a chat message to get his opinion on that statement.
I mean, well, yeah,
in Washington. This is that's a good thing. I guess he meant that it wasn't another million jobs, right? It was good that it was only 36 or 38,000. I mean, one job is too many.
One job is too many when it's lost because of this fraud. When it's lost because of the fraud, you know, that's one job too many. Okay? When we've got all this fraud out there, we as Americans need to understand that we lost one job because somebody lied, and that's not right. Period. Bottom line. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. You know, I was asked by one of my listeners to consider a particular guest that worked at HUD. And I was doing some research, and I went back and I looked at some more things. And, you know, my feeling was that if I had this guest on the air, I'd want to get to the bottom of what went on at HUD. And it might come out, but I'd have to ask the obligatory question, why didn't you say something to the people? Why didn't you let the people know about this? This person basically covered up initially $150 billion that was missing from HUD. Okay.
$150 billion?
Oh, yeah. This was when this person started working at HUD, and they were asked to clean up the books and fix everything up, you see. So basically, what that person ended up doing was figuring out ways to get money back into the system, but they did it in a way that nobody would notice outside of HUD what happened. Now, you remember back in the days of Henry Cisneros?
Yeah.
And I was already looking at real estate fraud in various parts of the country. And it was everywhere, Drew, but it was kept under wraps. Then there were a few minor mainstream media stories, and Cisneros was eventually required to step down. But under Jack Kemp, the former professional football quarterback, there was another large amount of money in the billions too that was missing. Now I can't say he was behind it, but if you're the secretary of a department like that and you're running all these various programs, HUD was raided because what they were doing was they were paying the homeowners and the apartment owners to rehab their properties so they could be trashed by the people that were getting free rent from the government. And in the meantime, all these people are dealing drugs. You see, this was all drug money being hidden through HUD, being laundered through HUD. And this is how they build these underground bases that we're talking about. Where do you think the money to build a 30-mile wide underground base comes from? Can you imagine what it takes to do the digging and all the construction and the infrastructure that's put in there and the electronics and the plumbing and the air conditioning and the facilities and the furniture, whether it's office furniture or living quarters? I mean, it's astronomical. Where does that money come from? Why is there no accountability for this? Why do we have to have secrets? And don't give me this crap about national security. I'm tired of that.
Well, look at the 6 mile area over here in Pusgah, North Carolina.
Well, that's a national forest where that
that's
is.
That's a national forest.
Is that how we're using our national forest?
And that's 6 miles. That's six miles underneath the ground. Six square miles, 6 floors deep. That's 6 by 6 by 6. We're talking 36 cubicle miles of an underground facility, and right there in your face. Where did the money come from? And how did all of this get built? And then Harry Reid comes up and says, "Well, only 36,000 jobs were lost today." And those of you, I just got an IM. Harry Reid didn't say that. I don't know who you are. Yes, I do know who you are. I do know who you are.
I heard him say it.
And I got news for you. Don Nikoloff heard it. I heard it. And now, if Don will be quiet, Don will hear it, and you will hear it again in 1 second, because I've got a friend that's listening on the line. She sent me the link. And she's ready to play it for me, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, because this show, ladies and gentlemen, is heard on Wind Talkers Radio Network. And Wind Talkers Radio Network has 3 girls out there in 3 different countries who make sure Wind Talkers has backup producers behind the scenes. Play it.
Today is a big day in America. Only 36,000 people lost their jobs today, which is really good.
Now, I left the word really out. It's really good. It's not just 36.
Bobby in New Zealand would like to tell Don Nikoloff that was for you, Don.
Thank you, Bobby. Bless your heart. Good job. There you go. Real-time radio, folks. This is unrehearsed. And look at, we've got a crew around the world to bring the truth out. Now, what say you, person who was chastising my guest and me, calling us liars?
Because basically, that's what it is. Yeah. And this person I happen to know, so I will give him 2 cents after the show. But ladies and gentlemen, we've got listeners. It may only be 7 p.m. in New Zealand, but we got listeners around the world. Okay, I want you to know it may be 0800 hours in Simferopol in Sochi, Russia, but there's people over there that they're going to school, but there's people, retired people, that are sitting at home getting their breakfast ready. There's one United States Marine getting ready to go out and run his 3 miles, retired USMC, that owns a radio station, that rebroadcasts this station, and makes sure that when he goes out and does his 3 mile run every morning, his radio station, he hears his headphone sets on his radio station to make sure there's nothing wrong, so he can run back to the house and take care of business. Taking care of business. And that's what it's all about. Why does he do it? Well, first of all, he's retired. Second, he doesn't need the money. Third, he left the United States because he got tired of the police state that the United States was becoming. Fourth, he married a Russian girl, 20 years his young, his junior, but was more educated than most American girls in America, and cared more about family and children and raising a family at home. And he fell in love with her, and he moved out of this country, and he says he hasn't looked back one second. But one of the things that Matthew did was he kept in touch with all of his friends that were Marines, Army, Navy, Air Force, and around the world. These guys make sure the truth gets out there, and they are sending a lot of truth back to Don Nikoloff. They're sending tons of information back to Don Nikoloff, to Drew Raines, to Colorado Al, to others on talk shows out here, to let you guys know that we know the truth. You in America, your news is being subjugated to non-truth, and they're trying to let you know. There's a movie out there, Don. I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if the members of BBS Radio have seen it. It's called V.
I've seen Vendetta. Yes, I have. V for Vendetta.
That movie was the number one hit in Europe, in Russia, and stayed on the top five charts for 6 months. It took. That movie came out in 2005, ladies and gentlemen. In 2005 is when that movie came out. It took until 2010 for another movie to rake in the amount of money that movie, V for Vendetta, made in Europe. And yet, the Academy Awards, the movie stars in America, never gave it a blink of an eye until Avatar came out. And Avatar is on the basis of the same thing, only it's set off on another planet 50 years from now, in the year 2058, and we're mining a product on another planet, and we're destroying that planet, much like we're destroying America, taking the land from the Indians for the gold and the silver. That's what the depiction that I saw when I saw it. And that movie has been the number one movie around the world, but they had to bring out a war flick to make it the number one movie. The Academy Awards nominated and voted for a war movie as being the number one movie of 2009. You put the movie Avatar, you put the movie V for Vendetta, you put the number one movie for 2009 up next to each other, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you right up front, there is no way on God's earth that you can find anywhere close, to seeing as I saw that the movie. The Hurt Locker is anything close to being a quality, entertaining movie. They may have gave The Hurt Locker the number one picture of the year, but it ain't anywhere close to Avatar. It doesn't even hold a candle to V for Vendetta. And this is what's wrong with America. This is what's going on. There's too much control and greed behind the scenes. Somebody didn't want Avatar to be up there as the number one flick, even though it's the number one grossing flick in the world, that nobody wanted to know and promote V for Vendetta because it was about the people standing up against a tyrant government. And nobody says it better. And those of you that have not heard Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, you need to go to my website tomorrow morning after 0800 hours Eastern Standard Time and watch the video that is posted on my News and Views for tomorrow that is highlighted Judge Andrew Napolitano natural rights. And listen to what this judge that should be on the Supreme Court of the United States, that should be the Chief Justice of the United States, says about your rights and about the Constitution of the United States. Judge Napolitano didn't get it just right. He got it right, 100%. And you all need to watch that video. It's on YouTube. And I don't know what the actual name of it, but it'll be on my News and Views tomorrow morning. And it's about natural rights.
Well,
AMD.ELEquity. That's Alpha Michael Delta dot Echo Lima. The word equity. .com. It's free. You don't have to be a subscriber. You don't have to register. You don't have to do anything. You can go to my website and watch this video of Judge Andrew Napolitano on natural rights. And you talking about somebody that's got compassion? The last three, well, I wouldn't say the last 3 minutes. I'd say the last 70 seconds. You can see his compassion. And I'm honored to reproduce his information and get it out there and bring it to you free every day. I don't beg for money. If don't want anybody to give up anything. But I'm not going to go quietly tonight. Don Nikoloff is the leader today of information, just like Thomas Paine was 230 years ago. And the men and the women behind the scenes at BBS Radio, you want to talk about people that are putting their neck on the line, putting their lives on the line, the people at BBS Radio are getting the truth out. All flavors, all colors. And you, the listening audience, need to support these people. Thank you for letting me preach there, Don.
Oh, that's okay. Drew, we're about out of time, but I want to thank you for your accolades, especially...
I'm glad you run out of time, man. I just can't believe it.
For the network. I'm going to get this video up on my site so people can see it. It's going to be on my UFO video pages. There's a few more that I've got to put up there. And I want to thank you for sending me the link to that.
Well, wait a minute. Hold it. We got to thank Mary Ann Ponder. Because if it wasn't for her, you wouldn't have the link.
That's right.
That's a fact.
That's right. And by the way, I talked to Greg Evenson 2 days ago. And if you don't mind, we'll have him come on the show next week.
He's got an open mic to my platform anytime on any show throughout the week except the health show on Tuesday.
So, well,
but he knows that. Yeah. All he has to do is pick up the phone and call in, but he never does. I'm going to get my baseball out and go up there and give him a whipping.
He's been kind of busy, but he's got that itch to be on the show and share some information. So, we'll bring him on board next week, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine. That's fantastic. As long as he doesn't come on here and emulate Harry Reid said that 36,000 jobs, then that was a good thing. We lost today.
Yeah, really good. That was really good.
We only lost 36,000 jobs today, ladies and gentlemen, and that was a good thing. Yeah, you lost 36,000 jobs today. Ladies and gentlemen, that may not be, when you look at 3,300 counties, that's only 10 counties, 10 jobs per county. But in all honesty, 36,000 jobs is a lot of jobs when you figure 5 days a week or 20 work days a month. And how about all the unions out there that are being shafted because of the government, because of the United States government? Nowhere in the Constitution, Don, nowhere in the Constitution is the word, the right of the government to dictate health care. Nowhere. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the government has the right to take taxpayer money and bail out financial banks. nowhere in the Constitution does it say that the governor of Washington, D.C. has the right to dictate what people drive in a car or water that flows in their toilet bowl at their house or shower or control the water coming out of the ground. Nowhere. And when Americans wake up and understand that what's going to stop this is voting them all out of office and starting from scratch and make sure the people that you vote for, make sure your neighbors are voting for a constitutionalist, somebody that believes in the rule of law set forth in our God-given rights, mandated with the limitations of power per the Constitution, mandated with the Bill of Rights on we the people, our rights, then we have a right to keep and bear arms. It doesn't say we have a right to keep and bear arms if we're good boys. It says we the people have a right to keep and bear arms once we pay our debt to society. That means once you go to jail and you're given 10 years, you have a right that you still have, for failure to pay child support, once you get out of jail, you have a right to go buy a gun and keep that gun. Now, you may disagree with me, but the federal government of Washington, D.C. does not have a right to tell people they have a right to abortion at all, 1%. That's God's right. And if you keep this up, ladies and gentlemen, God's coming. And you better have 5 years of food or 3 years of food. You better have at least 6 months. You better get your boomer, and you better start training to reach out and touch somebody with a 50 caliber, because it'll reach out and touch somebody at 3,000 meters. Thank you, Don.
Yeah, you know, I got a great idea for elections. Get rid of the ballots, the paper ballots.
Get rid of the paper ballots?
Yeah.
You mean get rid of the electronic ballots and let's go to paper?
Hold on. Get rid of the paper ballots and get rid of the electronic voting machines. And you give everybody that comes in to vote a plastic bag with 10 marbles or 15 marbles, how many candidates you have, a marble for each candidate. You have a series of scales. If there's 10 candidates, you have 10 scales and a box sitting on each one. You want to vote for candidate A, you put it in the box for A. Okay? You want to vote for candidate D in another office, you put the marble in that box. When you're done, the box that weighs the most is the winner.
Man, I like that. That sounds great.
That's simple. And you stand right there guarding it the whole time. You don't have to count when you're done.
Well, what about those guys that are quick hand artists and they come in there with a weighted, we got the marbles, okay? And there's marbles to be, here's your marble. Go vote. But some quick hand artist takes the marble, thank you, ma'am, and he walks over to drop his marble in the bag, in the box that he wants to, but in the process, he switches it from a glass marble that was handed to him to a lead marble.
Okay, you make him walk through one of those TSA x-ray machines in between each marble.
There you go.
Okay. We'll solve it one way or another. But to me, that would sort of clinch it right there. Okay.
Amen. Well, I'm sorry I haven't been as good a guest as Ken Adachi was last night, but I got my hats off to Ken Adachi. He's an inspiration for all of us to follow through with the truth. He puts out a great newsletter. He puts out a great website. And I want to thank you for allowing me to come in and do my, for the lack of a better term, grab my soapbox and come out here and shout and scream.
All right. Well, Drew, it's been a pleasure as always, and you'll be on the show again this month, so I want to say good night, and I'll be on your show next Monday.
Every Monday, ladies and gentlemen, it's already in there. You go to Blog Talk Radio, the 3Ws, AMD.EL Equity. You can click on my website there for the upcoming shows. You can click on the show from that website for a specific day, Sunday through Friday. And every time Don Nikoloff is on the air, you can click right on his name, and it's there. He's already had a show on Monday the 1st, Monday the 8th. He will be with me this coming Monday, the 16th. He will be the 15th. Is it 15th? The 15th.
Yeah.
And again on the 22nd and again on the 29th. So we're reciprocating basically tear it up the airways, because Drew's not going to go quietly in the night, and Don's going to lead the way.
Well, tonight we are going to go quietly now because we're out of time, but we'll talk to you. I'll be
bring on the crowd
on the air on Monday, and you'll be here with us.
I hear you.
Okay.
God bless.
God
Thank
bless.
You, Don. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. There's so many Dons at this network.
And what do you say to your Marines out there, Drew?
Around the world, in every climb, in every place, Semper Fi.
All right, folks, that about does it tonight. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. And our special guest, Drew Malone Raines III. We'd like to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network. And a special thank you and a shout-out to Bobby there in New Zealand for coming up with that audio clip that didn't occur, according to one listener. And the folks with blogtalkradio.com. Special thanks to Don Newsom for the sound tonight, as well as Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And you out there in the listening audience, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. Join me again tomorrow night when our special guest will be scientist inventor Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.